Here's a thought about trophy landscapes. I'm a 40-year-plus landscape photographer. I love landscapes. But there's a current trend in landscape photography that I find just a little bothersome. I love the kind of landscape photography where you go out and you find something interesting and significant about the land, and you make a wonderful composition that's pleasing to the eye. It often helps that it has some sort of spectacular light or spectacular weather. But the trend I've seen of late that is sort of bothersome to me is what I call trophy landscapes. This is where you're looking for the really unusually spectacular light, the really unusually spectacular cloud, and then you make a photograph of it. And oftentimes the composition or the content of the photograph is summed up entirely in that spectacular moment of light or spectacular moment of weather. That doesn't make them bad photographs, but what it does is it makes them so thoroughly dependent on luck. If you happen to be at the right place at the right time with the right light and the right weather, you can click your shutter and make an interesting photograph. Whether or not that takes any talent is another issue. Talent is when you can take a mundane landscape and make an interesting photograph out of it. When you can take a landscape that doesn't have very interesting light and still make a captivating photograph. That takes real talent, and a lot of photographers can do it, but it's a completely different kind of thing than relying on the luck of weather and the luck of light and the obscurity of the distant, far-off place that no one can get to because it's very expensive and very difficult to travel to and etc., etc. That kind of landscape photography is sort of, how do I want to say this? It's sort of the equivalent of supermodel photography in the fashion world. I suppose, you know, it's pretty easy to make a spectacular image of a supermodel because they're so gorgeous to begin with. It's pretty easy to make a trophy landscape photograph because what's in front of you is just sort of there. Well, good. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. But it's a different sort of thing than making a spectacular photograph out of something that isn't laid in our laps for us by Mother Nature.